From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama opens a nuclear security summit in Washington. Mr. Obama told the gathered leaders that the world is imperiled by North Korea's nuclear weapons development and the possibility that the Islamic State militant group could set off radioactive bombs. Delegations from 50 countries are attending the summit. Before the opening, Mr. Obama met with South Korean President Park Geun-hye and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at the White House to discuss North Korea's nuclear and missile tests. The situation with North Korea was also among the focal points when Mr. Obama sat down later with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Belgium's federal prosecutor says the main suspect in last November's terrorist attacks in Paris can be extradited to France. Authorities from the two countries will decide jointly how to proceed with the extradition of Salah Abdeslam. A car bomb attack Thursday in Turkey left 6 police officers dead and at least 23 other people wounded. The blast took place in the Kurdish-majority city of Diyarbakir on Thursday. According to Turkish media, the bomb exploded while a police vehicle passed by the city's main bus terminal. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. The International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia acquitted Serbian ultranationalist leader Vojislav Šešelj on Thursday of all 9 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity brought against him in connection with the Balkan Wars of the 1990s. The court then set Šešelj free. Šešelj plans to run for parliament in the upcoming election as leader of the far-right Serbian Radical Party. For more on that story, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations says the Syrian government is not allowing aid agencies to deliver life-saving humanitarian relief to hundreds of thousands of people living in several besieged areas in the country. Lisa Schlein reports.
The special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, is calling on the United States, Russia, and other nations of influence to pressure President Bashar al-Assad's government into giving UN agencies the green light to deliver this critical aid. He says the UN has succeeded in distributing aid to 150,000 people in 11 besieged cities since an agreement was worked out in Munich 6 weeks ago. Egeland says he fears the momentum after Munich, which has made these deliveries possible, is being lost. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Analysts say Chinese companies are targeting at least 1,000 foreign firms for acquisition this year. They are expected to nearly double what they invested last year when Chinese business groups are believed to have taken control of 598 companies. Amnesty International is accusing Qatar of using forced labor to build venues for the 2022 World Cup. In a report released Thursday, the London-based organization said it interviewed 132 construction workers at the Khalifa International Stadium, one of several being built to host the games. The workers, all migrants, reported abuse. The rights group blasted FIFA for what it called its indifference to the abuses. FIFA said it is fully aware of risks facing construction workers, but stressed it believes Qatar is taking steps to improve worker conditions. U.S. military officials have informed Congress they plan to transfer about a dozen inmates from the Guantanamo Bay detention facility in Cuba. The officials who spoke to news outlets on condition of anonymity say at least 2 countries have agreed to accept the detainees. A spokeswoman for the presidential campaign of businessman Donald Trump told a CNN interviewer Thursday the candidate misspoke when he suggested some form of punishment for women who have abortions. Trump's challengers for the Republican presidential nomination, Ohio Governor John Kasich and Texas Senator Ted Cruz, have criticized the remarks. Trump has surged to the top of the once large Republican presidential field, but he faces a tough primary election Tuesday in Wisconsin, where one opinion survey shows Cruz ahead of Trump by a 40-30% margin, with Kasich at 21%. Several players on the World Cup champion U.S. women's soccer team say they are being discriminated against by being paid less than their male counterparts. That accusation came in a complaint filed Thursday with the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The players represented in the complaint include 5 key members of the U.S. women's team. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.